On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Lytton Strachey's fit? Last time we toured the first exhibition at a brand new outpost of Charleston, the Bloomsbury Group's former base in Sussex. Bring No Clothes, Bloomsbury and Fashion is curated by writer Charlie Porter and explores the clothing philosophies of Virginia Woolf, Vanessa Bell and friends in search of a revolution in what we choose to wear and why. Porter has collected his thinking about Bloomsbury and Fashion in his latest book, Bring No Clothes, which charts, among other things, how his immersion in the group's handmade aesthetics led to a sea change to his own attitude in clothing, bringing him in touch with the joys of sewing your own fashion.
When I was writing the book and curating the show, I knew I wanted to write about Vanessa Bell's handmaking, and I'd never made my own clothes. And I kind of knew that I had to do that to be able to write about it. It seemed like half the story if I didn't try and work it out. If I was to encourage other people to make their own clothes, I had to do it myself. So I started to do it, and it's completely changed my life, and I now make all my own clothes. I was up sewing at 6 o'clock this morning, and I absolutely love it. And it's the weird thing that since I pretty much wear only my own clothes, and I've realised it makes me feel happy. And it's so weird to say that sentence, because you're not meant to say, I feel happy, full stop. You're meant to, like, say other stuff as well, but it makes me feel happy to wear my own clothes. And it's so interesting and kind of revelatory that clothes can do that.
Today? I mean, I got the Vivienne Westwood shirt, Apple Watch, some Louis Vuitton bracelets, a Louis Vuitton bag, GL baskets.
And I don't know, do you follow, there's a TikTok account which is like New York street style or something.
I don't have TikTok.
And he just approaches people on the street and goes, well, tell me about your fit. Tell me about your fit.
So my fit right now is actually the second garment I ever made. And I started making T-shirts to begin with from linen, from a shop called Merchant at Mills down here in near here in Rye. But what I did with it was that I didn't want to just make a T-shirt following a pattern, so I kind of followed the pattern, but then I cut the back too wide and too long and then brought the front round in diagonal lines and kind of made a T-shirt frock coat, because I love frock coats and I'm obsessed with them. And the back is always a different colour to the front or different pattern. So this back is this kind of blue, red, pink, orange, check, big plaid, and then the front is pink. And so far, it's not fallen apart. So, like, it was the second thing I made, and it still exists, and I still wear it. And then I'm wearing super short shorts, because I love short shorts, and the short shorts are made from some dead stock poplin that I bought from Liberty earlier in the summer, and I now just wear, I've worn them constantly. When autumn comes, then I'll be sad to leave them for a couple of seasons.
And you got a drawstring there, which is you gathered from your garden as well on them.
Yeah, the drawstring I made from plaiting garden twine. So yeah, I like garden twine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this person's fit?
I give it a cool 8.
I wrote a book a couple of years ago called What Artists Wear, and it was really looking at what stories we can tell about artists if we look at their clothing, and also how they've used clothing in their art in the last century, where then clothing became part of art, whether it's in sculpture or whether it's in video work, or and so that was where this project started. And then this new exhibition and the book I've written, which is Bring No Clothes, Bloomsbury and the Philosophy of Fashion, it's kind of the next stage in the project for me. But it's not going straight ahead. It's kind of like going to the side and over there and seeing what else we can do when we have clothing as the focal point for thinking.
Can we carry on all the way down?
I mean, I didn't make those. So, like, all the way down, these socks are by Anonymism, I think the brand is called. It's a Japanese sock brand. And then the sneakers are by Craig Green for Adidas. Craig Green is a London designer who I greatly admire. But I've yet to make my own shoes. I mean, I think if I was to be making my own shoes after a year of making my own clothes, I think that'd be kind of, what am I doing, curating an exhibition? I should open a shoe shop, open a cobbler's. It's kind of really allowed me to pull away the weeds around the Bloomsbury Group, who are famous as much for the gossip around them and the myth as they are for what they did. And actually, that gossip and myth can get a bit tedious after a while. The stories have been told so many times. And actually, if you start by approaching them through their clothing, that gossip all disappears, and actually much more interesting stories come to the surface. And you can actually really learn something about what happened at the time when the Victorian world changed to the modern world, a time which often is just kind of skated over, like it went from Victorian to modern like that. And actually, the Bloomsbury Group began forming in 1904. So there were these key crucial years where it's these young people refusing the traditional way that they've been brought up, which meant refusing the clothes that they've been brought up to wear and the social restriction that those clothes denoted, which basically means women not speaking at dinner, but forced to wear stays and forced into a corseted figure and suffering because of that.
How would you rate your own fit to a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give me a cool 9 today.
All right, and do you think others would agree?
No, it's really crucial that part of it is that there's no intention to try and start a line. And I think that's one of the things with homemaking is that people often think it has to be as good as a shop. Good as means in terms of like, would get past the end of the production line where to check whether the seams are accurate and neat and perfect, allegedly this word perfect. And actually, if you break free from this assumption of clothing having to look like it's shop bought, you can actually just start making clothes for real and actually just really experiment and try things out and see what happens. So my seams are terrible, you know, like they're not finished. I mean, they stay in place. Nothing ever comes undone, but they're not trimmed properly. Like if I took this into a shop, it's got a raw hem, they wouldn't stock it, and I don't care. And that's been so liberating to not care, because also I don't care about other sizes. You know, I'm quite broad shouldered, but I'm quite short in the body, but I'm long in the leg. I've got a weird body, and I know how to make clothes for my body, and it makes me feel really happy. But I've got no interest in trying to make it for someone else. You can make it for yourself. That's the thing.
Have you got a winter wardrobe coming out?
So basically for winter, what I do is I love thermals, and I also love a kind of fine gauge knit sweater layer. And then I've been wearing these linen t-shirts over the top of that. I have actually made t-shirts like this from boiled wool. So I have made winter things. I've got some trousers. I will make more winter things. I think I want to make a coat. But I mean, I'm looking forward to autumn because I've since started hand tailoring, and I've got 3 or 4 jackets that I've made where the first time I did one, I accidentally put the sleeve in at the wrong angle. And I actually like the sleeve being 45 degrees off. And so all my jackets now have the sleeves at the wrong angle.
Charlie Porter there on The Joys of Handmaids. And next time, we'll meet the artist Jonathan Baldock, who has a retrospective at Charleston at Lewis, and whose work is this month also joining Damien Hirst and Anthony Gormley at Yorkshire Sculpture Park. That's next time on Culture File.